It wasn't a difficult decision at all. It was, you know, quite easy. It was always something that I'd perhaps wanted to go into eventually. Maybe not so quick, but when I found out that Yanni was stepping aside, the first thing I did was give him a call and just get his blessing, really, because I didn't want to feel like I was, you know, being underhanded about it. But delighted that it's come about. It's come at a time where my life's really busy, but I'm happy to take the reins and give it a good go, and everything that I do will be in the best interest of the football club.
They say that management's about spinning plates and multitasking. You're certainly going to have to do that, aren't you, with work and with coaching commitments, and of course now stepping up and taking on those managerial responsibilities as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's always been. I mean, I've been head teacher now this for a year, deputy head teacher for the last 5 years, so I've always had that commitment elsewhere. So it's something that I'm used to. I'm used to having a bit of a hectic lifestyle. I've got a good supportive family around me to help me out with things like that. But I also, you know, I recognise that. So because of my commitment, and also Smudger, Jonathan Smith, the assistant manager, we decided to bring in someone else. So that's why we've recruited Andy Priest as well to come and help us, to have another voice and someone who can help us in the changing room and on the pitch.
You mentioned Jonathan Smith, and obviously yourself knowing the club so well. How important is Andy Priest going to be? A man of that experience, perhaps a fresh pair of eyes coming into your club and your group to help you out.
Yeah, it's going to be massive for us. I've known Andy since I started playing up over at Northwich. I don't know how many years ago, but certainly eight or 9 years ago. And he's one of the best managers I've ever played for. And I recognise that we've got pretty much the same group of players, or certainly a good core of players at the club, been there for quite a while. Similarly, I've been here, Smudge has been here, and I felt that we were going to bring someone in. We wanted to bring someone in who could, a fresh pair of eyes, and give us something a little bit different. And Priest will certainly do that. He's a passionate, committed character. He knows non-league. And just to have someone different, giving us a different opinion, I think will freshen things up. And already I'm feeling that with training and the game last night. It's just a different viewpoint. So delighted to have him on board, but equally delighted to retain the service of Smudger, who's probably gone under the radar a little bit with the successes in the last 4 or 5 years. He's been fantastic and made great contributions. So I think it's a good, strong management team going forward, all of us with good contacts. So hopefully things will work out, but we'll see.
You mentioned the core, the spine of the squad kind of staying together. You're back now, as you mentioned, training yet again last night. There's another one coming up this weekend. How important will it be to have that basis, that core to build on and add players to, rather than doing a big rebuilding job as non-league managers so often have to do?
I honestly think it's vital. I think it's vital. And for a club like us, I think it's been one of the main reasons we have been successful. We've kept that core. I mean, some of the core have moved on in the likes of Roscoe, Kieran Charnock, Paul Jarvis, etc. They've moved on, and naturally things will evolve. But you know, keeping the likes of Teague, Jake, Dale, and other long-standing members, it just makes it easier because you can keep the same ethos, team spirit. The boys know what we value, the hard work, determination. So when other lads come in essence, I don't really need to be there because they run the changing room themselves and they know what to expect and what the club expects. So I think it's... I think it's difficult when other teams, the transition in pre-season, bringing in sort of 10 to 15 players, I think that would be difficult. So I'm satisfied with what we've got and happy just to bring in 4 or 5 players that we have done.
I was going to say you've had some near misses and some brushes with promotion over recent seasons, but boy oh boy, have you had some near misses. You've been so close. Does that stay in the mind? Is that what motivates you to go a step further and get yourself out of this division, because you have been so close on so many occasions now?
Yeah, over the last 4 or 5 years, I mean, the success of the football club's been great. We've been involved in great nights, great cups, and for the playoffs. So all the time we're giving ourselves and supporters exciting things that are happening. But you know, naturally you want to push on and aim to get promotion, and that's what we're aiming for this season, just like every other manager and every other team in the league. I think it's such a strong competitive league, but when you've tasted it and been that close, especially when we played guys, they were winning 2-0 at half-time, and you think, just hold on, clean sheet, now we're through. But all the players have got aspirations to play in the league above. Some of them have played in leagues below, and this is the highest league they've played. So it would be massive for the club. And I think it's in, arguably over the last 3 or 4 years, we've not been in a good place to move up the leagues. Now with the infrastructure in the club and with the work that the board have done, most notably Graham and Ken, Simon Denham and others around, that the club's in a much better position. That if we were to get promotion, it would be more likely to be a successful one, and we could maintain our status in the league above if we were to go up. That's what I strongly feel anyway.
And just finally, Jamie, in terms of you, having been player, having been coach, the fans and a lot of the players will know you well. As a manager, do you have to be a bit different? Is it going to bring out a different side of you? Is your character going to have to change a little bit? Or is the dynamic going to be largely the same, do you think?
I think naturally dynamics change, whether I want them to or not. Being in a similar position in work, and you get a bit more responsibility, I think. You know, you're holding people to account a lot more and you're demanding a lot more from people. So naturally, dynamics do change. But I also... I pride myself on relationships, strong relationships with people, which enables you to have good, strong conversations and also disappointing ones. So I'm hoping that I can keep the main ethos that I've got in the relationships that I've got, but also when I need to have those difficult conversations or say something spur of the moment, that I can say them with a bit of a vigour, I suppose, and ensure that the lads respect it. But as I said before, because the core is there, we know what the club's about. We know that we're a hard-working, determined team with great team spirit. So it's just about maintaining that, really, but with the respect that I feel like I've got from the lads. It just puts us in good stead.